morning and welcome to the service today. We are hoping that people have been able to log in and to come on in on the online. Please do feel free to interact and to send in any comments, any messages, if things, maybe the connection isn't going too well, or if you have something coming up. We can see that, yes, people are logging in. We've got several people that have logged in. Hopefully, you are getting the sound okay. As you can imagine, it's a first, isn't it? So it's the first time we are doing the interaction. But as we start the service today, shall we open with a word of prayer? Let us pray. Our Father, our God, thank you for enabling us to be together remotely. We ask you, Lord, that this service, let it be a blessing to you. Let it be a blessing for us one to another. We ask you for your Holy Spirit, that you continue to speak to us and minister to us in this unique way, in the way that we haven't always shared fellowship in the way that we haven't always ministered in. But Lord, we ask you that this opportunity be for your glory, for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Now, how are we going to do the service? We as you can imagine, it's our first to sort of use to connect computers remotely. I'm here at church. The other face and voice that you're going to hear will be Louise. Louise is connecting from home, and I'm connecting from church. And so we're going to see how we get on there. The sound may not be similar for when someone is speaking and when the music comes on. The music may be on a different sort of pitch. Please keep an eye on that. You may need to adjust your volumes or something there, but we will see as we go. We'll see how things go. You will recall we have the communion today. We have the Lord's Supper. We are sharing at the Lord's table. So I encourage you to be sure to be ready with the bread and with the cup that we will share. That will be soon after the 2 minute silence. At 11 o'clock, we will have the 2 minute silence, and immediately following the 2 minute silence, we will get into the Lord's table. We will get to breaking bread together and sharing in the Holy Communion. So there we are. Okay, and we're going to have our first song, our first worship song, I Worship You, Almighty God. Now, I guess today we are free to say, sing along, do sing along, do sing along. You're at home and we are appropriately remote from each other. So let's sing along together. I Worship You, Almighty God. Pam is playing that song, is leading us in that song. Let's have that song and worship God together.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. It's nice to have you join us. And it's very strange, but I'm sat in our dining room and bringing you the notices this morning. Nice to have you with us. And as Polani mentioned, obviously he's in the church building. He's allowed to broadcast from there on his own. But obviously at the moment we are remaining remote until the government advises otherwise. So I've just got a few notices on behalf of Pam. She emailed them around earlier this week, but just in case anyone missed that, or just as a bit of a reminder. So Wednesday evening at 7:30, we have our prayer meetings. And obviously we don't meet together in person, but we're meeting together in spirit. And it'd be great if you could just put things aside on a Wednesday evening at 7:30 and just take a little bit of time just to pray about the current situation, coronavirus, the government, people that we love and care about, our fellowship, our community. Pam sent round a little list, which is a good prompt, but obviously anything else that's on your heart, do pray at that time. And Polani said he's happy to pray with anyone over the phone as well. So if you'd like to pray with somebody, then just pick up the phone at that time on a Wednesday evening and he'll pray through things with you. We also have been mentioning a few times about our reverse Advent calendar. So Maureen and Sue have been organising that for us. And again, all the information has been sent round. But if you need anything else, please just let them know. It's a really good opportunity for us to share with the community and show our love to them as a fellowship. So Pam's mentioned that we are going to be resuming our fellowship prayer notice sheet that goes around every week. We were doing this obviously throughout the summer and the spring. So we're just going to sort of revitalise that for the next few weeks, just as another means of sharing what's going on in each other's lives. So if you've got any prayer requests or anything that you'd like to just share with the fellowship, anything that's happened to you that week, then please let Pam know. Just drop her a message or give her a call before Thursday morning, and then that will go in the sheet for everybody to be aware of. So the final thing is Christmas. I know it's a little bit of a way off, but you know, it's one of those things that we look forward to, and it's a good opportunity for us as a church to share with the wider community God's love and obviously the message of Christmas. So we are going to try and pre-record a carol service. In all likelihood, we can't do a normal carol service, but we'd like to still try to put something together so that we can share it on our website, on Facebook and YouTube. And hopefully the wider community will be able to participate in that. So we're asking for a couple of volunteers. So this year it's not going to be sharing mince pies, but it's going to be doing a short video or even an audio clip of yourself doing a reading. We normally have certain readings throughout the carol service, and it would be great to have a few more people involved. So if you would be happy to do that, please just get in touch with me and we can coordinate from there. But it's a great opportunity for us just to do something a little bit different and to try and still share that message at Christmas time. So that's everything from me, and I will hand back over to Polani.
Thank you, Louise. Thank you for the notices, and thank you for giving us the notices. Just to remind us again that we're still inviting, encouraging, and taking in any readings, any songs, any prayers that you may wish to share with the body, with the church. We're still inviting and encouraging people to bring forward. So bring forward any readings, be it a scripture reading, maybe a prayer, something that blesses you that you want to share with the church. We will be happy to do that. We're still encouraged to do that. And with technology allowing, we will be able to share, allow people to share from home where they are, or if you need someone to read for you, we can do that as well. So that's great. Now we get to a time of prayer, and we're going to take a moment and pray. We know that the pandemic is still going on, and there are different needs that are attached to that, that come along with that, be it the health needs or the practical needs that we have around the church, within the church, or within our community and the community at large, our needs. We need to bring them before the Lord. And today being Remembrance Sunday, we also want to pray and pray for peace in those places of conflict around the world where there are conflicts, where there is wars, where there is disturbances, we want to ask God for peace. We want to ask God for his intervention. So let's take a moment and pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, that in the situation of this pandemic, you will allow us to see your grace and to access your grace. Lord, wherever our needs are, whatever the needs are, as individuals, as families up and down the country, Lord, even within our local church here at Shortgate, we ask you, Lord, to extend your hand and extend your grace. Father God, we ask you again for your grace and your peace across the world where there are conflicts, in areas of conflicts, in areas of war, in areas of disagreements. Lord, we ask you that you show yourself mighty and show yourself as the God of peace and bring peace and calm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, you will recall that if we are working through the fruit of the Spirit. We're working through the fruit of the Spirit, as in Galatians chapter 5, and we are looking at peace today. We are looking at peace. And Helen gave us a lovely song that we've been using almost as a theme song, so to say, for this reflection on the fruit of the Spirit. And the song is On the Fruit of the Spirit. We're going to go to that song now, and when we finish that song, we'll come back and share the word about peace. We're sharing about peace today. So let's have the fruit of the Spirit and sing along, worship God along, and praise God along in that song. And then we share the word. For giving us that song, lovely song. Now, I'll ask us to look at Romans chapter 5. While we find Romans chapter 5, we're going to read Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. But as we get there, today being Remembrance Sunday, and we have planned that we talk about peace as a fruit of the Spirit. One of the books that I read and encouraged me quite a lot when I first came to the faith was a book called My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. Some people may know it. It's a daily devotional, sort of daily devotional through the year by Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. I used it as a daily devotional. Now, Oswald Chambers was, he didn't write that book himself. His wife wrote the book from his sermons. So that book was written from the sermons. And it's one of the popular books, really. I read that quite a lot of people have gone through it, and it was published in the 1920s, and it's still in print today. It's still in print today. Now, Oswald Chambers was born in Aberdeen in Scotland. He was born in Aberdeen in 1874, and his father was a Baptist minister who ministered in the various Baptist associations, came down to Stoke-on-Trent and went back to Scotland. And in 1889, Oswald Chambers' father was a minister in Peckham, Baptist Church in Peckham Rye in London, Southwest London. And that's where Oswald was baptized and was part of the fellowship there. And in his later years, he went back to Scotland, attended college, theological college in Dunoon Theological College, and went into ministry. He had a traveling ministry, the USA, Japan, and so on. And he later joined the YMCA and became a chaplain. He became an army chaplain in the army and was posted in Egypt. He was posted in Egypt, where he was the chaplain to the army, to the Australia and New Zealand army. And that's where he spent the rest of his ministry in chaplain, and as a chaplain in chaplaincy. And within his charge of chaplaincy, he had 50,000. He was in a team where there was 50,000 Australian soldiers and over 8,000 New Zealand. And it said that when he joined the chaplaincy, the general theme of the chaplaincy was that he was going to do social activities and those kinds of activities to keep people busy, to keep people engaged, and so on. But when he started doing Bible studies, his ministry really took off and became quite well renowned for teaching scripture, teaching Bible within the military settings there. And it said that he became so prominent in his ministry that his Bible studies were sort of standing room only. It was it started in a small wooden hut, but his ministry became so well attended and so well received that he became quite a prominent figure. And one of the things that he taught a lot about, which was interesting because he was teaching in the military out in the field, he taught about peace. That was one of his biggest sort of themes that he taught about. And so we are reading today Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into his grace, in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. We have peace with God. You see, the peace that we have is the peace with God, the peace with one another, and the peace with ourselves. Oswald Chambers, they say, he spoke a lot about peace with God, peace with one another, and peace with ourselves. So in Romans, Paul talks about the peace that we have with God through Christ Jesus. In times like these, in times of being possibly alone and potentially lonely, possibly locked away in our own homes, how great it is to know that through Christ Jesus, we have peace with God. Christ Jesus gives us peace with God. Jesus himself said, "Peace I give to you. Peace I give to you." He gives us peace. God is not angry with us. God is not angry with you. God is not out to get you. But through Christ Jesus, you and I, we are at peace with God. And peace with one another. If we go a few pages there, Romans chapter 12, verse 18. Romans 12, verse 18 says, "If it is possible, as far as it is within, as far as it depends on you, live at peace everyone. Live at peace with everyone." How I pray that we live at peace with everyone, that we live at peace with one another, even in the wider scale of things, in the larger scheme of things. There are places that are at war, places that are in conflict. Our prayer as we pray in this Remembrance Day is that peace will come in those places. Peace will come. I read that nearly twice the number of people who die in any conflict, over double the number of people who die in any conflict, are civilians. People who have nothing to do with the war, people who have nothing to do with political decisions that are made, people who have nothing to do with the unarmed, non-military civilians, children. It is the will of God that we live at peace and that we be the people of peace, that we be at peace with one another. Paul says, as far as it depends on you, be at peace with one another. And peace with ourselves. Philippians 4, verse 7, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart." I pray that we are at peace with ourselves, that we are at peace on the inside, that there is that peace which comes from the inside, even in times of uncertainty, in times of when we are not sure what's going to come tomorrow, in times of turmoil where we don't know what the tomorrow holds. We have the peace of God that comes from inside. As I say, not by burying our head in the sand and forgetting what's happening around us, but by saying, in spite of what's happening around us, God is our peace. Jesus gives us peace. He calls us to peace. He says, "Peace I give to you." He enables us to be at peace. I pray that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guards your heart. As though peace becomes a guardian that guards the heart, protects the heart. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And this is the fruit of the Spirit that we are reflecting on. This week, we are reflecting on peace as a fruit of the Spirit. It's a fruit of the Spirit because the Holy Spirit gives us the ability. Not only does God want us to live in peace, but He gives us the ability to do so. He gives us, He enables us to live in peace with ourselves, peace with one another, and peace with God. Aren't you glad that God doesn't only require us to be at peace, but He gives us that ability. The Holy Spirit in us gives us the ability to live in peace, and in peace with ourselves, with one another, and to be at peace with God. Isaiah chapter 9 says, "And His name shall be called the Prince of Peace." The Prince of Peace. And let's keep that in mind as we prepare to have a 2-minute silence. As I say, those who are at home, We've given out the part of the service where we are going into the communion. We've given out the typed out, the written out. So we're going to have the 2 minute silence, and from there we're going to go straight into the communion, into the fellowship of the communion. And John, you may give us our song, getting ready for the 2 minute silence. Thank you. And now we come to our communion part of the service. The Lord's table has been celebrated by Christ followers and believers through the years. And this is since the Last Supper that Last Supper recorded in Scripture. Yes, we are socially distanced because of the pandemic situation and being largely confined to our homes at present, but we maintain the unity of faith and the unity of hope and unity of purpose. And so let's gather our thoughts and gather our minds as we come before the Lord's table. This is the table, not of the church, but of the Lord. It is to be made ready for those who love him and who want to love him more. And so come, if you have much faith, and if you have little faith, if you have been here often, and if you have not been for a long time, if you have tried to follow, and if you have failed, come not because it is I who invite you. It is our Lord, it is his will that those who want him should meet him here. In John 6, verse 32 to 35, it reads, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, you deserve gratitude, praise, and our hearts lifted high to you. For when we were nothing, you made us something. When we had no name, no faith, and no future, you called us your children. When we lost our way or turned away, you did not abandon us. When we came back to you, your arms opened wide in welcome. You prepare a table for us, offering us not just bread, not just wine, but your very self, so that we may be filled, forgiven, healed, blessed, and made new again. You are worthy of all our pain and all our praises. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And so we come now to share the bread. Among friends gathered round a table, Jesus took bread. Need to make sure I'm okay. There we are. Yeah, I'm on screen. Jesus took bread, broke it, and said, "This is my body. It is for you. In like manner, let us break bread and prayerfully eat together and share in the body of Christ." And later he took the cup and said, "This is the new relationship with God, made possible because of my death. Take this, all of you, to remember me." In like manner, let us prayerfully drink the cup together and share in the blood of Christ. God who has nourished us is our peace. Strangers and friends from all walks of life, He has broken down the barriers to bind us to Him and to each other. And so may His Spirit, may His life, His grace, and His peace shine in us and through us. And let us conclude this service by praying the words of the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you so much. And our closing song today. Yes, we do. We do have a closing song. We do have a closing song. Jesus, what a beautiful name. That's going to be our closing song. Jesus, what a beautiful name. Please give us that song and we worship God together in that closing song. That song we were given by Sue. Thank you, Sue, for that song. And this is the end of our service. Thank you for joining in. And do remember Wednesday, I'll be waiting for your call for prayer. If you need to pray with someone, I'll be waiting for your call. And do keep in touch with one another. Do feel free. Let's keep free to phone each other, give each other a call and pray with one another and have a chat with somebody. Any time in the week. But thank you so much. This is the end of our service. May the grace of God be with you, and may the love of God and the peace of God be with you. Amen. Thank you.